just about everywhere but Alaska and Hawaii. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and Republicans hope to win big and take control of the House.
The number one priority is the economy, the cost of living, and what the Democrats and the pain that they have caused Americans.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, even President Biden concedes it'll be tough for Democrats to remain in power in the House. Control of the Senate comes down to several key races.
Ohio's filled with just gritty workers, good people, you know, who just want a government that works for them, and, you know, it'd be an honor to serve them.
Democrat Tim Ryan battling Republican J.D. Vance. There are also close Senate battles in Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Wisconsin. The Justice Department is worried about some of today's voting.
The DOJ announcing the Civil Rights Division will be making sure the Voting Rights Act is being followed in 24 states, including key states like Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Arizona. Arizona is where the Secretary of State's office says it had several complaints of voter intimidation during early voting. The Civil Rights Division also saying it will take public complaints through a call center if people want to report possible voting rights violations.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. A month after Hurricane Ian did a lot of damage to Florida's southwest coast, here comes Nicole, just upgraded to a tropical storm.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis issuing a state of emergency for 34 counties as Nicole is on track to make landfall as a Category 1 hurricane on Florida's east coast as early as Wednesday night.
That's Fox's Matt Napolitano. Is someone instantly rich this morning? That is the big question. The Powerball drawing, delayed by a security issue last night, was held a little while ago. And before they picked the numbers, they made the prize even bigger.
We've got a record-breaking Powerball jackpot for you in an estimated amount of $2.04 billion.
Yes, $2 billion. And that .04 is another $40 million bucks. Here are the numbers. 10, 33, 41, 47, 56, the Powerball 10. No word from the lottery yet if there's a big winner or winners. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former President Trump helped get a lot of Republican candidates on the ballot this year, endorsing them in primaries, urging people at a rally last night in Ohio, if they want to undo the Biden agenda.
You must vote Republican in a giant red wave that we've all been hearing about.
He also looked ahead, perhaps, to 2024.
The former president had teased a potential third run for the White House while he was campaigning in Iowa last week.
I will very, very, very probably do it again, okay?
And then, just hours before the midterm elections, while he was at a rally to back Senate candidate J.D. Vance in Ohio, Trump put everything on hold till next week.
I'm going to be making a very big announcement on Tuesday, November 15th, at Mar-a-Lago.
He said he didn't want to detract from the importance of the midterms. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Now, later this week, President Biden will put the elections in the rearview mirror and leave the country, going to the climate change summit in Egypt, where poorer countries are demanding the U.S. and other big nations do more to curb emissions. An American aid worker has been killed in Iraq.
Officials say the man's car was ambushed as he drove through central Baghdad. One vehicle cut him off and the occupants of another opened fire. The aid worker's wife and child were in the car too, but they weren't hurt. The State Department says it can't yet confirm these reports, but it is looking into them. There's also an Iraqi government investigation. Attacks like these have become rare since the Islamic State group in Iraq was defeated back in 2017. So far, no group has admitted to carrying out the killing. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
On Wall Street, a third straight day of big gains. The Dow's up 343 points in the last three trading days. It's up over 1,100. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.